Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Want to carry over a caller from the last discussion before I introduce my guest. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Eric from Tosa has given us a call.
Hey, Eric, man, how you doing, man? It's always good to hear from you. What do you say?
Well, pretty well, Mr. Ingram. Thanks for taking my call before your guest. I'll make it as quick as I can. Tough on me. Well, Dave from Mequon is pretty predictable this morning. I'll say that. You know, everybody here knows that we inherited a terrible pandemic in January of 2021, you know, that was left to run rampant.
Right.
And since then, you know, we've had the GOP predictably, obviously, and two Democratic senators that made legislation tough. But the solution to that is not to let the GOP take over. The solution to that is to elect more Democrats. And if you listen to Dave's argument, you know, he was talking about his tenants. I mean, that's not even understanding the up and down costs that the previous administration, you know, through its failing, cost all of us. And last thing, let me say real quick, is the Politico thing you read earlier before Dave interrupted, was that, you know, Politico, they go for stories, but their opinion tends to run pretty conservative. And I almost feel like people are kind of setting up the story that really it's going to be, you know, a lot of voter suppression, but they're going to be able to pitch it come November. If it turns out, I still have faith that the American people's memory isn't that short, and they remember when the Republicans were in charge last. But if they do, then they're going to have that story in place instead of talking about the voter suppression that is going on right now.
You are right about voter suppression, and that's all too real. But what is your thought about, again, progressives and moderates? And, you know,
sure.
You're a young guy. I'm sure you're a progressive. Man,
not so young, but I'll tell you what. I've long said I'm left of Bernie. And I'll say that till the day I die. I'm to the left of Bernie. And if you're a true progressive, there is no way you sit this out. You know, if you're sitting out this election, you're not a Democrat. Let's be honest. You know, what it is, I believe, is the undecided decide all of these. The people that have no, you know, sit on the fence. They have no motivation. They have no real deep feelings about anything, and they go with the wind. And so I think that, you know, but think about this, though. The wind is going to shift when Judge Brown Jackson actually gets nominated and sits on the court, and the Republicans freak out, and everyone gets to watch that on national TV. And then beyond that, we're going to have the January 6th hearings throughout the summer. So
let me ask you one more question before I let you go.
Sure.
and bring my guest on. How do you think the Democrats are going to fare in the 2022 midterms?
In the midterms. Well, I think that our memory is a little, you know, better than it was back then. We've got the internet to talk to us every day. And back then it was kind of like you relied on the press and that's all you had. And so many people are disengaged. That's always a problem in midterms. But I truly believe that between, you know, I mean, again, the answer is not to sit at home and allow these Republicans to be in charge. Even the most moderate Democrats, especially after they see these summer hearings and see how many of these Republicans were in cahoots with this coup, are going to be like, yeah, you know what? And really, they talk about, even when they talk about the House, the Senate, they say, is in pretty good hands because it's not gerrymandered, because every race is a statewide race.
Right.
And we've seen here in Wisconsin, you know, the Democrats have won every state race for a few years now. And Ron Johnson is radioactive. So I think us and a couple other states may flip the Senate actually to a solid Democratic thing. It's all up to the House. But again, I can't predict it, but I don't think many people are going to be like, you know, this isn't going well, because everyone sees that it's obstruction that's keep. I mean, Biden had a pretty aggressive platform. You know, he had a pretty aggressive agenda, and it's been stopped by these two senators and obviously some Republican obstruction.
So let me say this, my friend.
I still have hope, Earl.
Yeah. So thank you, man, for that. And speaking of Ron Johnson and the 2022, you know, Senate election here in the state, my next guest is somebody you should listen to. Thank you very much for the call, and pay attention to my next guest. Hey, good morning, Dr. Williams. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Ingram. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on here today, and thank you, listeners, for listening in.
You know, it's always good, man, to have you on the air. I can never begin our conversation without hearing your story. And for those who don't know, Dr. Williams is running for United States Senate. And you have to hear his story. He is as unique a person that you will find anywhere, and as accomplished a man as there is anywhere. And so he's a humble person. He doesn't want to always tell a story, but we would be remiss if you didn't hear his story and why he's running for the United States Senate. Dr. Williams, if you would be so kind as to repeat. You probably get tired of saying it, but let's talk a little bit about who you are.
Well, thank you so much. My name is Dr. Darrell Williams. I'm originally from a small town called Abbeville, Mississippi, a town of about 316 people at the time I grew up there. And, you know, I believe it's one of the last towns in the nation to still pick cotton by hand. And that's how I grew up. As a young kid, picking cotton for what we call 2 of 100, and that's $2 for every 100 pounds of cotton. And I didn't have running water until I was 16 years old, graduated high school, and joined the military when I was 16. It was tough for my mother trying to raise six kids off of $3.35 an hour. And so I went ahead and joined the military and did 29 years, two tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and was very humble. To receive the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star Medal. Went to school at Rush College, a historically black college in Holly Springs, Mississippi. We call it the Citadel on the Hill. And after receiving a great education, I came here to Wisconsin to teach, where I was a teacher for a number of years and assistant principal and principal of several schools, Washington, Pulaski, Madison, Burroughs Middle School.
Those, for the most part, were at-risk schools. Most of those schools you were at,
yes.
You turned them around. But go ahead.
Yes, yes. So I served as turnaround principal of several schools and went on to be interim superintendent of schools in Beloit, Wisconsin. And after a tour in Afghanistan, I came back and was appointed by Governor Evers as the emergency manager for the state of Wisconsin, and that is the lead state agency that deals with all natural and man-made disasters. And we also serve as the heartbeat of the COVID-19 response, and we work alongside law enforcement officers at the state and national level in emergency situations. And I tell you, Errol, in my work in education, I was very humble to be selected as a National Principal of the Year. For my work inside of our public schools.
You know, that's more than a lifetime of things that you've accomplished. And you're how old?
Just 50.
So you're 50 years old, and you've done more than a lifetime and have received more than a lifetime of accomplishments, and that's not enough. You somehow now want to get into the game of politics and at the highest level. Why?
You know, Mr. Ingram, I decided in my role as emergency manager, I sit on several state committees, and I've had the opportunity to see things at a federal level, but I also think that some of the most critical issues that we're dealing with in this day and time is the education of our kids, what's going on with our military at this particular point, and the civil unrest, and the somehow we have to bridge the racial divide that is happening not only in our state but across this nation. And there's not another candidate in this race that has the knowledge, experience, and background in those areas at this point in time. And I think it's important. I think it's important that the citizens of Wisconsin, all Wisconsinites, are represented appropriately. And so, for example, in our education, we know that it's important. But don't we want someone sitting at that table in Washington, D.C., with some type of knowledge, experience, and background in education who can articulate the concerns and get results at the, for us here at the state level by working across the lines with people here at the national level. The same thing with our military. We saw what was going on in Afghanistan with the Afghan nationals that came here to Fort McCoy. And I tell you, you're talking to someone who I support that, because I tell you, if it was not for many of those Afghan nationals in Afghanistan, the body count would have been a lot higher. So I support that. But I also support that if we can find money, you know, for the Afghan nationals, we have to find money for people who are struggling right here at home as well. And I say to the people, it's important. And in Afghanistan, I work with our NATO allies and so forth over there. It's important to have someone at the table who has those relationships, someone who knows what those issues are, and who's been there and done that, who can best represent the people. And there's not another candidate in this that's running in this race that has that type of knowledge, experience, and background.
So let me. You're running as a Democrat, and
yes.
you are up against people who are well healed financially. Hold that thought, because we got to go there. And when we come back, I certainly want people to hear your thoughts on that. So on the line, my guest is Dr. Darrell Williams. He is a candidate for the United States Senate. And you can join us and him at 844-967-2789. If you have any questions or comments, we'll be right back.